You are listening to Radioactive Breakfast. I'm your host, Nico. It's good vibes up in here. I currently am looking at Julie and Jenta's living room or something on Zoom. I'm really excited to be talking to her. She is the Rongotai MP. She's going to be talking about the public meeting that she's hosting at Moon, which is at 7 p.m. tonight. It's going to be good vibes. By the way, Moon has just changed their whole vibe. It looks great in there, so if you haven't been yet, you should just totally go. But yeah, she's going to be talking about the state highway proposals for the changes that there are going to be, that's going to be from the Terrace Tunnel down to Kilburnie. Apparently it's going to be the most expensive road ever built in New Zealand, so we shall tread carefully on what happens. Welcome. How are you? Doing good. Nice to see you. And you can't see me, but it's good to see your face. Well, what have you been up to last couple of days?
Things, running around in the electorate, getting ready for Parliament's opening today. So we're back in session as of about 2 p.m. today.
Sounds busy.
Normal.
Not really. What are you going to be talking about at Moon? Well, we know, but what is your main concern?
Oh, well, I'd really encourage anyone in Newtown or around there to pop in. We had a similar meeting last week in Hataitai at Waitoa, and yes, it was a really good turnout. And we didn't just talk about transport in Wellington, but just a broad range of political issues. And so it's a great way to connect. Anyone should feel welcome to come. You don't need to be a supporter. You don't need to know me necessarily. But if you're interested, if you want to ask me questions, please do. Or if you just want to check out Moon and have a good time.
Yeah.
But obviously one of the big issues facing Wellington over the last few months has been the government's proposal around adding less than 2 kilometers of one extra car lane in each direction between the terrace. Well, actually it's just one lane in the terrace tunnel, and then between the basin and Kilburnie. So the thing is, this plan has been talked about since like the 1960s. And back in the 1960s, they thought urban motorways were a really good transport solution. And now we have decades of evidence that it doesn't work. It doesn't make traffic congestion better. And in fact, it will take a really long time to be done. We do need improvements to our entire transport network. The best way to move people around a city like Wellington is to make the public transport better and cheaper, make it easier and safer for people to walk and cycle. And then maybe, you know, we could look at something like congestion pricing, which has been brought in many other cities. That would deal with the peak hour issues. You know how like traffic's really bad, but it's only for a relatively short period of time during the day. And really the only way to deal with that is to have something like time of use pricing. And when you do that, which the government has changed the rules so local governments can use congestion pricing, but then more people will want to use public transport and avoid taking the roads, you know, and using cars. So I say instead of an extra lane to the plane, we need trains to the plane.
Yeah, that's
nice. Which is normal. That is what you would normally experience in a capital city, right?
Like
you get to the airport, you jump on a frequent train. Because so many people are going to town. They're going to the same place. And the people coming from the north, you know, if there's people who have to drive to the airport, well, we have roads and it's perfectly fine to drive to the airport. The only issue is that sometimes too many people are trying to drive at the same time. And the only way to solve that is to invest in alternatives.
Is there anything in this proposal that you'd like to see?
I think, not really, no. I mean, It's like dumping more cars into Wellington isn't going to make it a better city to live in.
Yeah,
So
no. I, yeah.
it's kind of chasing a crazy dream that, you could drive like you drive on the open highway in the city.
If you had to, if you were Chris Bishop or whoever decided to like make this plan, what would you do? What exactly would you do?
And I've said to Chris Bishop, the Minister of Transport, like, why is this one of your top priorities when it's clearly according to your own metrics of like looking at something they call the cost benefit analysis, the benefit to cost ratio. Like, it's the lowest value and the highest cost of any of the roads they're looking at. Of course, we need improvements to some of our roading network, but what we need are more like lower cost, more effective improvements to the roading network, and then investment in alternatives so people don't have to rely so much on cars and trucks to get around or to move goods around the country. So in Wellington, we need significant investment in the regional train network and the rail so that the trains stop being canceled and replaced by buses all the time. And also there was a plan for light rail from Wellington Station, at least to the hospital in the first stage in Newtown, and then you could have a branch going south and you could have a branch going east. And the sooner we start working on that, the sooner it'll be done, and that has huge benefits for the city in so many ways.
And it'll feel like the missing link, because there's no train south from Wellington Station.
Exactly. And there was meant to be in the original plan, in the plan that proposed, the Wellington Urban Motorway Network. They also proposed extending the rail line to Courtenay Place, I think, and a station there. But so we do need to connect up. And look, the buses are okay, but there's a limit to what buses can achieve with large numbers of people in a crowded city. Because the buses themselves take up a lot of space, and like they're not the most efficient way to move like higher numbers of people.
If all these proposals were to be set in stone, how much would it end up costing?
The highway one, they've costed the highways at almost like up to $3.8 billion.
Fridge.
Um,
Shut the
and
fridge.
on,
Oh.
yeah. On a per kilometer basis, it's like off the charts, So like that amount of money could buy so much more improvement to our transport network than what it will, because at peak time, after 5 to 10 years of opening, the traffic will be just as bad as it was. So it doesn't, yeah. And there's still going to be six traffic lights in one direction and eight in the other between the two additional tunnels. And that's one of the major things that slows down the traffic and causes queues is the traffic lights. So if you put in an extra lane, but you still have the traffic lights, you're really not gonna have solved the problem.
If you were to implement, like, if Chris Bishop decided to change his mind and go ahead with light rail, how much would that end up costing based on previous proposals?
I mean, that is a good question. At the last election, we costed it at significantly less. Like, we could build light rail two times over for less than what's proposed for the tunnels, but we might have to update that costing. I mean, what we did is we looked at the cost of light rail per kilometer in a whole bunch of other cities, and then we sort of guessed that it would be twice as much in New Zealand. But if you look at like Australia, they've significantly expanded light rail in Sydney, in Canberra, and on the Gold Coast. So we'd be talking about like probably 1.5 billion for the light rail, and we probably need to put that much into the regional rail network as well. But it's all, I guess, about choices. Like, what the government would say is light rail is unaffordable. And I'm here saying, how can light rail be unaffordable and this state highway project in Wellington involving two tunnels, how can that be affordable? We have enough money, we just need to make better choices.
That's really nice to hear. So for people just listening in, I am talking to Julianne Jinta, the Rongotai MP. She's going to have a meeting, a public meeting. Is that what you want to call it? It's just a public meeting?
Yeah, it's like, come meet your local MP.
Yep.
Anyone can come.
Anyone. That's 7 p.m. tonight, correct?
Yep, 7 p.m. Moon Bar. People can drop in.
So
we will be like speaking, like we'll have an MC, but we'll be trying to take questions, plenty of questions from the floor. And
do you know who the MC is?
Yeah, it's my probably my staff member Matt Laurie.
Oh, cool. What?
Oh, and local councillor Laurie Foon will be there as well. City councillor Laurie Foon, and hopefully regional councillor Yadna Saw.
Oh yes, we love Yadna at Radioactive. Thank you very much, Julianne. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. I might see you at Moon tonight because I'm super interested.
Great.
Yeah. Also, one thing before I go, I did read on Wikipedia that you cycled to the hospital to give birth to a baby. Is that true?
That is true. Whoa. Yeah, I actually did it for both my children, first time I was going to be induced, so I wasn't in labor.
Oh, yeah.
And then the second time I actually was in labor in Wellington, but I don't live that far from the hospital. And the first time I was in Auckland. But yeah, and it turned out to be like a really good thing to do. Apparently the midwives were saying it's a great activity and position to be in before childbirth.
All right. So this goes out to the soon-to-be mamas. Go get yourself a bicycle.
only if you have a safe, transport network and you're not too far.
It is
a possibility.
That's what I'm saying. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'll see you tonight, Julianne.
Have a great day.
You too.